This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, kind of a year-end look at Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Talk about a nonprofit in the area. Melody Schwegel is executive director. Ashley Chitwood is the board president. And thanks for coming in.
Hello. How are you doing, Kyle?
Hello.
So this time of year, a lot is going on. You guys just finished a really successful production. Talk about that.
Incredibly successful production. Miracle on 34th Street, a live musical radio play, it sold out on opening night, the entire run. So people who got their tickets early, congratulations. And people who just, you know, tried to call in every day to see if any tickets were available and put on a waiting list. It was pretty crazy, but it was a great, great show, and Janny Prowitz did a fabulous job directing it, as did the rest of the cast. I think there were 17 members of that cast, but yeah, it was really great.
And was that two or three weekends?
3 weekends. And the last weekend, I think they had 6 shows that last weekend. Yeah. So yeah, it was straight on, like, from Wednesday, and then 2 shows Saturday and close on a Sunday. So yeah.
I remember after the first weekend, I had sent you an email about coming on Umpqua Valley Live, and you're like, well, we actually sold out. And I'm like, what? That's amazing.
Yeah, that was great. Usually our Christmas shows do very, very well, but this one, I mean, selling out on an opening night was just for the entire run of the show. I don't think we've done that. We've sold out like within the second weekend, but opening night that was kind of special.
Well, and it's got to tell you that people are hungry to see live theater.
Absolutely. This is probably last year, and then this year has kind of been one of my most successful seasons that we've had. Definitely surpassed our pre-COVID numbers. We were struggling for a little bit to get out of COVID, but now we don't even think about that anymore.
So Ashley, what has it been like for you to watch all this the past year?
It's been amazing seeing all the new talent that's come out. You know, every show has had at least one new actor or musician in it, and it's been great watching new people come into the fold.
And are you seeing that across a wide age group?
Yes. We are seeing a lot of kids come in.
Lots.
Which is amazing. We didn't have that for a really long time. And with our new children's programs that we're putting into place and building up that core, I don't know what to say, building up that core group that we want to bring into the theater. It's been really great having them come in and audition, and they're getting experiences that they don't get really anywhere else, and they're learning life traits, and it's been great.
So how are you making all that happen?
Well, we have, the last couple of years, we did some summer camps.
Yeah.
We had really great turnouts for those summer camps. And advertising, trying to bring in shows that include more children, it's been a pretty high priority of the board and selection committee. So
I do an outreach every year. I've been directing a show at Jolaine, which is a collaboration between Jolaine Middle School and Fremont Middle School, to get lots of kids interested in theater. And a lot of those kids go on to do theater at the high school and theater with UACT. And this summer we had over 100 kids in our theater camps, and we had, I think, 3 of them. And Martin Follisi took the advanced group down to Ashland and saw a play down in Ashland with them. Lots of experiences. Mm-hmm. Great, great.
I know you're working on really doing that on a bigger scale with the New York trip next summer or next spring.
In March. 90 days away from going to New York. It's so exciting. Marty has done about 50 of these trips throughout his teaching career. And he said, well, why don't we do one of these here? And I'm like, that's a great idea. He's like, do you think we get interest? And we have 36 kids going with us, or 36 people going with us. A lot of these kids haven't even been out of Oregon, have never been on a plane. And for them to go to New York, experience New York, one of the biggest cities in America, and the experience Broadway on a professional level is just going to be a trip of a lifetime for these kids. Getting to interact with Broadway professionals with some of the workshops that we're going to be doing there as well.
And Ashley, it sounds like you must be going.
I am. And I'm not the least bit excited.
Have you been to New York before?
Oh, no. No.
Really?
No. I'm very excited. My daughter is 12, and she's going with us with the strict condition that I not be her chaperone. So, no, I'm very excited.
You know, I was in New York City about 15, 16 years ago for, I think, 4 days, and we saw The Lion King on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Which worked out well with the ages of our kids at that point. But just even outside of the theater, you just look around going, this is not anything like I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
No matter what big city you've been to. I mean, if you think, think of Portland or Seattle or L.A., maybe L.A., but Portland or Seattle, certainly, when you get to New York City, it just blows your mind.
Absolutely. And, they'll be able to see a lot of the landmarks. We'll go up to the Chrysler Building. We'll do a boat to the Statue of Liberty, the World Trade Center Memorial,
Rockefeller
Center. Get to tour some of the other theaters that are there, and of course Central Park. Just everything that these kids can see, we just want them to absorb it all as much as we can in 5 days.
And along with going to plays, I understand they're getting some direct instruction opportunities.
Yes. We're not sure which Broadway musical is going to be working with them, but they'll be doing a workshop, a couple hours of workshops one day. I think one year Marty had students from Riddle over there. I'm not quite sure where it was, but they learned stage combat. And they took that stage combat out on the streets of New York. And he's like, no, you can't do that. You can't fight on the streets like this. But we're not sure what they're going to be learning, but it's whatever it is. I know they're just going to just drink it in.
And obviously this takes some money and parents that have got to fundraise and write checks. What else are you doing in the fundraising arena?
Well, we've been fundraising since The Wizard of Oz, and we've had three really big fundraisers to help offset that cost. Grimm's Fairy Tale, which Marty wrote for the kids. That was a big fundraiser. 100% of the ticket sales from that went to the kids. And part of The Wizard of Oz, when we had the VIP tickets, all the VIP tickets went to the kids. And then Miracle on 34th Street was actually so generous to say, yeah, we can do an extra performance. And we use that as a fundraiser for the kids as well. So any of the kids who helped out with them got a piece of that. And then we're saving some, of course, because we need some transportation to go up to Portland. And then the lunches are not included. So we are kind of looking for funding also for that. But yeah, it costs about $3,000 for the kids to go, each kid. And so we've been fundraising like that, and they've been fundraising. They can do it on their own. I've seen a couple of them do bake sales, and but no, it's great seeing the kids really put forth an effort to earn the money to go to New York. It's great seeing that.
Now, this time of year, people tend to be a little more generous with giving. And is there something people could do directed to this trip?
Oh, yeah. If they want to donate to the New York kids, go ahead and you can write a check to UACT. You can mail it. It's P.O. Box 839, Roseburg, Oregon, 97470. If you are interested in making an end-of-the-year donation, tax deductible, you can go ahead and do that. We are closed, though, right now. UACT is closed for the holidays. But I will probably go and check the mail and all that. But if you are feeling generous and you would like to donate to the kids going to New York, call us 541-673-2125. You can even email us admin@uact-theater.com. And yeah, we accept any donations. And again, we're leaving March 22nd. So anytime between now and March 22nd, any donations would be greatly appreciated.
All right. We'll talk more about UACT when we come back. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson at 1. Umpqua Valley Live at 4. It's all live music today. Dr. Jason Heald and Deborah Gaddis and members of Acoustic Blend are both going to be in four segments, and we'll have a bunch of wall-to-wall live holiday music this afternoon. On the program Tuesday, we've got the director of the Roseburg VA Medical Center, Patrick Hull, will be in. We're talking about Umpqua Actors Community Theater today with Melody Schwagel and Ashley Chitwood. What about next year? I mean, you've had such a good year. What do you have planned looking at 2024?
I got this one.
Oh, yeah.
So coming up in February, Melody is directing 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and they have been diving into rehearsals already. No pun intended.
Lots of puns.
And then in April, we're having Moon Over Buffalo. David Jones is directing that one. And then in June, we're doing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I'm doing that one.
Wow. Now, how do you figure out how to put a springtime together like that?
Well, this season has been decided for, I think we got together last year in March. So March of 22, or I'm sorry, 23, we had decided what this current season is. But we are actually in talks right now for 24-25. And we have a giant list of plays and musicals that we're currently reading. Our committee is reading. I think we have a committee of about 15 people. Mm-hmm. And so we're reading those, and we come together in about a month or two, and we say, you know, these plays would fit great with their season, would great with our, you know, our mission, great with, you know, what we plan on doing. And we vote on it, and that's kind of how we do it.
Yeah. Now, I mean, do you sit there and go, okay, we need two dramas and one comedy, or we need, I mean, is there, or does it vary?
Sometimes, yeah, it just varies. I mean, if we've got shows that have pretty good names, every show this season is actually incredibly strong names to it. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, great, great book. Jekyll and Hyde, great book. They're well-known names. So if we have a combination of, you know, maybe a couple of them are names, a couple of them are not, but the scripts really kind of speak for themselves too. So I think UACT has a pretty good reputation of putting on decent shows. So really, any show that you see at UACT is going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm. So Ashley, what do you do as a board member?
We meet once a month for a monthly meeting, which is always a fun time. We are a working board, so we are required to go and help build set, take down set, run the box office. We clean up. We work. We make sure that the theater is running smoothly. And, of course, we make the decisions for how to help Melody do her job.
And what has been the most gratifying thing for you about being on the board?
Seeing the community theater grow. And like I said earlier, bringing in all of those new actors and musicians and those people with talents backstage. You know, I remember joining the theater in 2017, and my husband was not involved in the first show. And the second show, he said, oh, yeah, I'll come and help. And now we can't get him out of backstage. He loves it. And our kids are growing up in that, too. And that's wonderful.
Now, did you have a background of being in theater when you were younger?
No. In fact, I have no acting experience other than through UACT. I sang in the church choir, and I had choir at school until I was in sixth grade, and then it kind of disappeared, and Melody took a chance on me and the Addams Family, and here I am.
And you're the board vice president. I think earlier I gave you a promotion.
You did, and I accepted it for a few minutes, but I'm handing that lovely duty back to Marty.
I could just tell there that I had said something that was incorrect. It was just pretty obvious, but I had to pull it up online and double check. Melody, how long have you been director?
Well, I've been the UMACT executive director for 15 years now. And which is so lovely. And I had no idea what I was getting into when I first got into UACT.
Not your typical day job.
It was not anything what I was expecting. And I was kind of thrown into that position. I was hired on as their producer. And a month later, I was promoted to executive director. And it has been a crazy, crazy ride since. But I love the evolution of when I first was employed there to now, and seeing the board members who have, you know, done so much to help lift up our theater and the committees that we have and the programs that we have and the quality of shows that we have because of the board members. And it's lovely how many board members we've gone through since then. And every one of them puts their own flavor into, you know, what they think, you know, some of the seasons are going to be like for committees or what the programs are going to be. And it's just lovely to see the theater grow as it has because of, you know, the board members that have come in and the volunteers that have come and gone. And then we get new volunteers. And it's lovely.
How many years ago did UAC start?
We're on our 47th season, I want to say, right now. I'm sorry, 1977 is when UAC was founded. And then we went to the Betty Longren Rue Theater in 1987.
So. And you have done a lot of upgrades there in the last couple of years. Talk about some of those.
Lots of upgrades, yes. We came in there. It was a three-quarters thrust. We had seats on three sides, and then they were very, very, very small stage. I want to say the stage was probably about 12 by 12. Then we knocked down a wall, and we moved the seating, and we ended up with 45 feet by 20 feet now, which is lovely. New seats. Our lobby gets a new facelift every 5 years or so, and we just did that this summer, so it looks really, really lovely. And we might be looking into something new coming up here really soon.
Now, you also did a lighting upgrade a while back, right?
Yes. We are a 100% LED lighting now, so instead of the hot lights beating down on our performers and heating up the room faster than we can cool it down, these LED lights have been so amazing. We don't have to use gels anymore. We can change any color that we want. And it's great how technology has kind of shaped the theater right now and how many new lighting fixtures are available to us.
And the video wall.
And the video wall, yes. Steve Goforth, oh my goodness, high performance, amazing. He came to us with a video wall that he was going to upgrade his, and he came to us and said, would you be interested in a video wall? And we're like, well, depends. What are we looking at? And so he described it to us. It's 20 feet by 10 feet. So it almost spans, it spans over half of our stage and up to the ceiling. So it is now a permanent fixture in our theater, and we've used it in several shows, and we'll be using it also in 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas, and as with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But yeah, it's a permanent fixture. It is lovely, and we can put anything up that we want up there, and it's great because we can transition from different scenes so much quicker, and it kind of eliminates a lot of set pieces that we would normally, if we have a massive show that we were doing in there, we wouldn't have to have as many set pieces because we can go from scene to scene in seconds.
Man, it's amazing the way the technology shifted. We are almost out of time. Again, remind people how to connect with UAC if they want to help you out financially.
Sure. Our phone number is 541-673-2125. Our email is admin@uac-theater.com. .org. And you can, if you wanted to mail a check, we are P.O. Box 839, Roseburg, Oregon, 97470. We're also on Facebook. If you ever want to take a look and see what we've done in the past, or if you have any questions, you can go ahead and message us through that. But yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.